At Charlie's condo, Charlie and Jake watch the game on TV. Alan enters.
Yes!
Yes! Yes! Yeah!
Who won?
Who cares? We covered the spread.
Charlie, call me an old-fashioned dad, but I was hoping my son wouldn't start betting on sports until he was old enough to have a drinking problem.
He didn't really make a bet. I just gave him a taste of my action.
Nor do I want him tasting your action.
Dad, without action, there's no juice.
All of a sudden, he's Frank Sinatra.
But that's the pizza.
What's the spread?
Pepperoni.
They slap hands. Charlie saunters off.
What's next, Charlie? You gonna teach him how to shoot craps?
He already knows how to shoot craps. I just wish I could teach him not to bet the hard eight.
Charlie opens the door.
Mr. Harper, here you go. Nice and hot. I threw in some extra garlic puffs as well.
Oh, thanks, pal.
Thank you, Mr. Harper. If there's anything you ever need, anything at all, please call. You know, pizza, dry cleaning, pot, women.
He closes the door.
How much did you tip him?
I don't know. I gave him a 50.
That's like a 300% tip.
If you say so. I was never good at math.
Oh, yeah, but you can figure out the point spread, the over-under, and the vigorish on every football game in the country.
What can I tell you? I've got a beautiful mind.
In gold letters, 2.5 men. Alan pours coffee.
Morning, Berta. Need some help?
Yeah, come to my house and explain to my daughter that we don't put up bail for cute guys with Costa Rican passports.
Morning.
I got your groceries, Charlie. You owe me $74.
Why don't you just use my credit card?
I tried.
She sprinkles small bits of credit card onto the kitchen table.
My platinum card. Look what they did to my platinum card. They decapitated my holographic eagle.
Yeah, that's sad. You owe me $74.
Relax, I'll write you a check.
Uh-uh.
Berta, I'm good for $74.
Well, there's an assistant store manager with bad skin and a pair of scissors who begs to differ.
Well, he obviously made a mistake.
Berta shrugs as she tidies up.
Alan, what do I do?
Call the bank that issued the card and figure out what's going on.
Good idea. How do we get the number?
Charlie gingerly fingers the cut-up pieces of credit card on the table.
Okay.
Later, Charlie's on the phone.
Are you sure? Okay, thanks. I don't believe it. None of my bills have been paid in 4 months. My credit is shot. All my cards are dead.
Well, you don't have to worry about paying me this week, Charlie.
Thank you, Berta.
I'll just take this espresso maker and be on my way. Call me when things pick up.
Charlie, why haven't you been paying your bills?
Alan, I don't pay my own bills. I've got a guy.
You think you might want to call your guy?
Hey, don't talk down to me, Alan. I'm not stupid. That's the first call I made.
And?
And? His number is not in service at this time.
Charlie and Alan exit a lift into a dingy corridor.
Wonderful building.
What's wrong with it?
Well, the phrase reeks of urine.
Charlie wanders off as the lift doors close. They round a corner. Charlie spots a door.
Here we are.
There's police tape.
Hello, Stan?
Who wants to know?
It's Charlie Harper.
Charlie! Hey, it's good to see you. Come on in.
They enter.
So what's going on? What can I do you for?
Well, Stan, I got a problem.
Yeah, I know the feeling. Well, sit down. Talk to me, huh? Come on.
All of my credit cards are dead, and they tell me the bills haven't been paid in 4 months.
Stan laughs. Charlie looks confused.
Excuse me, maybe this is none of my business, but how does something like that happen?
Well, in layman's terms, your brother ran out of money.
What? How did I run out of money?
Oh, I knew you'd ask that. Let me demonstrate. Think of this water as cash flow, which for you would be, you know, royalties from your jingles, right? And this cup, your financial well-being. This little hole would be your expenses. Huh? You dig? Okay, good. Now, Charlie, with most people, when money comes in, it drips out and pays their bills with a healthy reserve for emergency.
He empties the cup.
But with you, however, this is what
he stabs the cup a lot.
You spend it as quick as you get it. You see, you don't drip. You hemorrhage. Huh? Look at that. But when the cash flow starts to slow down, there's no reserve.
Okay. But what happened to my money?
Artists, huh? Where would we be without them?
See, what I don't understand is why you didn't warn him this was happening.
Okay, okay. Mea culpa. Look, I've been a little distracted lately. Slight problem with the feds.
Are you embezzling from my brother?
Embezzle what? Hello? I thought you were the smart one. No, this is a totally unrelated import-export problem, all right? I just cannot believe that one of the piñatas actually showed up.
Stan looks outside.
Oh, boy. This has been a blast. Don't get me wrong, but I have a plane to catch right now, so, hey, I'll tell you what. Just feel free and browse through all your files. Listen, Charlie, I'm running a little short on cash, so maybe you... Look who I'm asking! Look who I'm asking! It's great meeting you, sport.
Stan grabs a suitcase and opens the door. He peers under the police tape, then nips outside. Charlie frowns. Later, at the condo, Alan sits at the kitchen table going through Charlie's accounts. There's a box with Charlie Harper receipts written on it.
Well, the good news is that a substantial amount of royalties is going to come in the next couple of months.
Great. Problem solved. Let's go out to dinner.
No, problem not solved.
But I'm hungry.
Get used to it. It's going to take a while to pay off all the bills your accountant ignored. So, until then, you're gonna have to cut back.
But you said I got money coming.
Charlie sits.
Okay, what do we cut?
Well, let's look at your expenses. First thing is, we stop paying your accountant.
That's a little cold, isn't it? He's a great guy. I've known him for years. He's just going through a rough patch.
Charlie, you're broke.
You're right. Screw him. What's next?
You have a gardener. Why do you have a gardener?
To tend my garden.
Garden? You mean the two potted palms on the deck? Water them yourself.
Okay, but I'm gonna have to buy a hose and one of those watering things, so isn't that kind of a push?
Gone. Now, Ultimate Premier Satellite Package?
Oh, that's really cool. I get every sporting event in the world. If a kid in Madagascar throws a rock at a tree, I can see it and bet on it.
It's gone.
Oh, man. We can keep the cable, though, right?
You have satellite and cable?
Sometimes there's solar flares.
Okay, we can cut back to basic cable.
Basic cable? That's what they get in prison.
Rose enters.
Hey, what you doing?
Bad time, Rose.
Money problems, huh?
How did you know?
I bought your espresso maker from Berta. I got a great deal because she didn't want to carry it on the bus.
Wonderful.
Charlie, miscellaneous cash expenses? What exactly is that?
I don't know. Go see a movie, buy a hot dog, stuff like that.
It was $80,000 last year.
Oh, that. That's swimming and gambling.
Gone and gone.
Great. Why don't I just shoot myself?
You can't afford a gun.
You know, I could lend you some money, Charlie.
That's very sweet, Rose, but I don't really want to shoot myself.
Charlie, the way I see it, you're either going to have to slash expenses or find the money to pay your bills someplace else.
Okay. I'll borrow on the house.
You've already got three mortgages.
Is that a lot?
Not if you have three houses. Let me ask you a tough question. What would you think about going to Mom for a short-term loan?
Interesting idea. I think I'd rather have a pack of hyenas tear out and devour my intestines. Yeah, I know. I can't afford hyenas.
Look, you know I'd help you if I could, but all my money's going to my former wife, my former house, my former wife's current lawyers, and all their descendants. So, if you don't want to go to Mom, you're going to have to drastically change your lifestyle for a few months.
Fine. You win.
I win? What do I win? How is this a win for me?
Whatever. I'll cut back, like you said. Now, come on, let's all go out for a nice dinner. I'm buying.
Oh, great. Then after we can stop by my place for espresso.
Good idea. That's a money saver. Save 50 cents on one regular-sized hamburger helper when you buy two of the following 10.5-ounce... Oh, screw it.
He shoves five of them into his supermarket trolley, then spots a pretty brunette examining a tin of food.
Hi.
Hi.
How do you like that Cabernet?
Oh, it's very good.
I'll have to try it sometime. And excuse me for saying so, but you really don't need the lean cuisine.
Well, thank you. So, how do you like this?
A huge block of cheese.
Cheese.
Oh, that. Well, I do a little volunteer work making sandwiches for a homeless shelter.
She holds up a fat bottle of bargain vodka.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this, but a lot of those homeless fellows like a little snort once in a while.
Alan marches up.
Okay, seek and ye shall find. 24 rolls of toilet paper for $3.99. Now, I know what you're thinking. It's single ply, but at this price, you can double up, triple up, go wild.
The brunette leaves.
Okay, have a nice day. I can't do this anymore, Alan. I quit.
You can't quit poverty, Charlie.
I want the good stuff. I want cheese that isn't airdropped into third world countries. I want ouchless toilet paper. I want vodka that doesn't look like Fred Flintstone would drink it. I want my life back.
Fine, then. Swallow your pride, call Mom, and ask her to lend you some money.
Charlie frowns, unscrews the vodka bottle, and holds it up.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
He swigs away. On the couch at home...
Who's the favorite?
Green Bay.
Did you bet them?
No.
You took the Redskins?
Uh-uh.
No action?
None.
Then why are we watching?
Beats the hell out of me.
Anybody want a snack?
Pizza's here.
You ordered a pizza? Charlie, you're supposed to be cutting back on expenses.
Alan, it's a pizza, not a hooker.
He opens the door to the same pizza guy from before.
Hey, Mr. Harper. Good to see you. I threw in some of those garlic puffs you like. Grabbed a bottle of House Red. I don't think they'll miss it.
Thanks, buddy. Here's for the pizza. And,
Charlie, can I speak with you for a minute?
To the pizza guy.
Hang on a sec.
What are you planning on tipping him?
I don't know.
Give him $2. That's 15%.
I can't do that. You'll have to.
Charlie frowns and looks round at the pizza guy. He approaches, counting bills, then looks at the guy, who looks back at him wide-eyed. Charlie motions for him to wait, then returns to Alan.
I can't. Did you see his face?
Go.
Charlie hands the pizza guy two bills.
There you go. Oh,
thank you, Mr. Harper. These are ones.
Yeah.
I can break 100.
Yeah, I'm having kind of a cash flow problem.
Oh, yeah. Well, we had a good run.
He slopes away. Charlie grabs the wine.
Here. Oh, keep it. You need it more than I do.
Later, Charlie helps his mum, Evelyn, take her coat off.
So, Deborah said that Julie had an addiction to cosmetic procedures. And I said, well, then she needs to go to Botox Detox. Everybody laughed and laughed, but of course you couldn't tell because none of their faces were moving.
That's pretty funny, Mom. Listen.
Oh, right. You wanted to tell me something.
Yeah. Maybe you should sit down.
Oh, what now? You got some girl pregnant? You're gay? You're on drugs?
$10 is pregnant.
Okay, go to your room.
Give an odds.
Go.
Okay. Here's the thing.
With Jake gone, Charlie sits down opposite Evelyn.
Hey, would you like a drink?
I suppose. A screwdriver might be nice.
In the kitchen, he uses bargain orange drink mix.
I can't go through with this, Alan.
Sure you can. She'll just make a couple of snide comments about your frivolous lifestyle, which luckily she doesn't know the half of. You'll just suck it up, pay her back in a couple of months, and that'll be that.
With Mom, that is never that. The guilt is always there. To this day, she still reminds me how much she had to sacrifice just so I could get braces. I deliberately had crooked teeth so she'd be forced to drive a domestic car.
All right, then just drop it.
It's dropped.
Don't ask her.
I won't.
Let it go.
It's gone.
By the way, they're about to repossess your Jaguar.
Mommy?
Evelyn sips the screwdriver and winces.
Very nice. So, how much do you need?
I admit that my lifestyle has been a little frivolous and I probably should have been paying closer attention to my expenses.
All right. How much do you need?
This is just a temporary thing. Couple of months.
How much?
You'll get it back. This isn't like the braces and the Mercury Capri.
Charlie, give me a number.
Charlie looks over at Alan, who perches on the edge of the couch with a stern expression. He removes a folded piece of paper from his back pocket and hands it to Charlie. Charlie reads it and looks back over at Alan, mouth agape. Alan nods. Charlie hands it to Evelyn, who reads it, then instantly writes a check.
I really appreciate this, Mom.
No more need be said. You'll pay it back when you can.
Thanks.
All right, now that that's taken care of, why don't I take my boys out to dinner?
There it is! Everything's got a price!
Charlie,
what's that? No, she can't just do something nice. There's got to be strings attached. Nothing's given out of love. Everything's got a hook in it. Well, keep your money, lady, because I'm a free man and I can't be bought.
He's ripped up the check.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go hide my car.
Charlie stalks out. At night, there's a candle burning in the condo as Charlie plays piano by the light of a small lamp.
They're gonna take my Jag away. Just because.
Charlie, can I talk to you for a minute?
I guess.
He gets up and lets Rose in off the balcony.
How come it's so dark in here?
Do you have any idea how much electricity cost?
No.
I didn't either, but it turns out it's quite a racket.
Listen, I know you're going through a tough time, and I really want to help you out, so please take this.
She hands him a check.
This is a cashier's check. Where did you get a cashier's check?
From my dad's bank, silly.
Your dad owns a bank.
Well, not all by himself. Me and my brother and sister own 49%.
Really?
Rose smiles sweetly.
What about your mom?
Well, she doesn't have a bank.
I see.
She's in oil.
Charlie follows her as she wanders around the condo.
So you really have...
Yep, more than God.
Huh.
Didn't figure that when you dumped me, did you?
Rose, it wouldn't have mattered.
I know. That's one of the things I love about you. You discard women regardless of their financial status.
Charlie looks thoughtful.
Thanks. But I can't take this.
You think I'm crazy, don't you?
Well...
My dad and brother said I was crazy, but I think that was just a form of power block to squeeze me off the board of directors.
Shame on them.
I told them that you'd help me if I needed it. I mean, you're the first guy I've ever met who hasn't cared about my money, who slept with me because he was drunk, not because I was rich.
She sits down and wipes away a tear.
I only wanted to help you because I thought that we were friends. Maybe I was wrong, maybe I am crazy.
No, Rose, it's fine. I am your friend, and if it means that much to you, I'll take the money.
Thank you, Charlie. How can I ever repay you?
Don't worry about it, and I will pay you back.
I know that.
Better I should owe you than my manipulating, scheming mother.
That's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Hang on, I'll grab you a tissue.
Thank you.
Charlie nips out of the room and tearful Rose suddenly smiles mischievously to herself. ITFC audio description. Man.